The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The rhythms of Spanish have contributed a great deal to the sound of South Florida. Immigrants from Cuba to Colombia have made dale and bale part of everyday talk here. A study from Florida International University found different Spanish accents are not perceived the same way. WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez spoke with one of the authors of the study, Philip Carter, a sociolinguist at FIU.
We have more varieties of Spanish spoken in South Florida in Miami-Dade County probably than anywhere else in the world. We have people not only, of course, from Cuba and the Caribbean, but also from Colombia and Venezuela and Chile and Argentina and all over the Spanish-speaking world, Spain. What happens in a place where you have lots of dialects of the same language cohabitating? We know that not every language variety accrues the same amount of sociolinguistic cachet. For that reason, we thought that we had a really interesting empirical question. How do people in Miami perceive each other given the immense dialect diversity within the Spanish language spoken there?
Summarize, what was the experiment and what were some of the challenges?
We played speech samples of three men aged 30 to 34 speaking their national origin variety of Spanish.
We just need to tell you here that the recordings used in the study are private. We can't play them for you. So you're going to hear other examples of different Spanish accents from broadcast news.
And the national origin varieties that we chose were Cuban from Havana.
A 400 kilómetros de Miami, 500, 600, qué sé yo, y no tener un contacto directo con los cubanos. Y entonces esa confrontación yo quería tenerla.
Colombian from Bogotá.
La Academia Colombiana de la Lengua fue fundada en 1871. Es la más antigua, la decana de todas las academias americanas de la lengua. 140 años de aportes a la segunda lengua.
And Peninsular Spanish from Barcelona.
En general, casi todo el mundo prefiere, por ejemplo, enviar correos electrónicos en lugar de hablar por teléfono o físicamente cara a cara con las personas.
So we were testing two things in the study. What are people's actual perceptual reactions in a snap judgment type of format to hearing something? And what happens when you present labor, employment, money, and family background?
And ultimately, what did you discover?
Our participants rated the Peninsular voice from Barcelona the highest across the board. So when we asked them, how likely is it that this person works as a attorney or as a medical doctor? They rated the Peninsular voice very highly, and they tended to rate the Cuban voice very lowly. I guess that's surprising. Cubans and Cuban Americans have achieved so much in Miami. And of course, in the domain of employment, there are so many Cuban doctors and so many well-trained Cuban physicians on the island and elsewhere in Latin America, including in Miami. On the other hand, I guess it's not surprising given the pervasive nature of Eurocentrism, not only in South Florida and the United States, but indeed all over Latin America, including in the Caribbean.
Perhaps Spain's colonial history really still has some hold in Latin America.
We have to kind of infer that, don't we? When the study was run, Spain was, you know, a middle-class Western European country, but it was also still very much coming out of la crisis, the economic downfall. So it's not exactly as if the empirical reality matches the perceptions. So finally, you kind of have to say, gee, it must be the legacy of imperialism, of colonialism, of the overwhelming preference for European values and aesthetics that still kind of reigns in the Americas.
Well, and not only that, your study looks specifically at Spanish speakers in Miami.
Why is it like that? How is it that in Miami, this is a place where Cuban Americans kind of run the show in terms of local politics and positions of power? Why do we have those perceptions in South Florida? Spanish could be a unifying force.
The Colombian accent specifically, could you tell us a bit more, how did that fare in comparison to the Spanish peninsular accent and the Cuban accent?
It kind of fell in between the peninsular variety and the Cuban variety, but paired more closely with the Cuban variety. And that was a bit surprising for us because of all of the discourses that we hear about the superiority and the correctness and the beauty of Colombian Spanish.
It's often thought of, right, as one of the clear spoken varieties of Spanish. I mean, it's even the one that they use in telenovelas.
Usted a mí no me habla en ese tono, cretina. No estoy de humor para aguantar sus arrogancias. Yo tampoco estoy de humor para aguantar la suya, señora.
Just to go straight to the heart of the matter, it is no wonder that the varieties of Spanish that are constructed as the cleanest or the nicest or the clearest or the ones that should be used in broadcast television and telenovelas on the radio, in the news, are the varieties that come from the countries where the population understands themselves to be middle class and of white or European descent.
What kind of impact does this bias for the Spanish accent have on people's everyday lives? You know, what does this mean for a Spanish speaker in the day-to-day?
The impact is potentially tremendous. I mean, we have studies similar to this one conducted in English. We know that people have been denied employment for the way they speak English. We know people have been denied housing. And we know from the study that people harbor implicit biases. And so you have to ask the question, what happens in an employment situation, in a housing situation, in a medical situation?
Thank you again, Dr. Carter.
Thanks so much for your time.
That was WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez speaking with FIU professor Philip Carter. Carter's next study will look at how different Spanish accents affect perceptions of several personality traits, including reliability and physical attraction. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.